Just like there's ona, taking advantage, hurting somebody, with inyanim of sales and money, kach ona bedvarim. There's also ona with words. The Rab brings, the Torah says, v'lo sonu isha samiso, v'yareisim elokecho, which is talking about onas dvarim, hurting somebody with words. And the reason it says v'yareisim elokecho is because only Rabban Shalom knows what's in your heart, what your intentions are when you're saying these words. Lo yomer lo, don't tell somebody, b'kama chefet zeh, v'einu rotzi likach. Don't ask somebody selling something, how much is this item worth, when you yourself don't want to buy it. Because you're going to cause the person sar when you ask, and then you just walk away. You may even cause somebody else that hears you nearby, say, oh, you know what, it's probably not worth it. When he hears you asking and not buying it, like the Meiri points out. Im haya bal tshuva, similarly, if a person is a bal tshuva, lo yomer lo, zechor ma'aseich harishonim. Don't tell him, remember your previous actions. Remember your past. M'hu ben gerim, if he's the son of gerim, lo yomer lo, zechor ma'asei avoseich. Remember your father's actions. Shenemar v'ger lo yisoyna v'lo yisulchatzenu. The Torah says, this is an additional iser by a ger, not to oppress, v'lo yisulchatzenu. The Mechilta says, yisulchatzenu is also to oppress, it's just with money. Nevertheless, they're obviously not allowed to oppress any Jew with words and money, and with a ger, there's an extra iser.